Okay, we are Paragimel Shoftim. We are Pasik Chof Ches, Koach. Pasik Koach, we've already, or Ehud has actually killed Eglon in a miraculous or semi-miraculous way. He was able to escape, get away, and in Pasik Chof Zion, he blew the shofar. Spoke about why the shofar, not the chatzotros. And let's go into Pasuk Chof Ches. Vayomer Aleihem. And Ehud said to them, to the men who were with him, Ridfu Acharai. Run after me. Ridfu Acharai. Ki Nosan Hashem es Oyvechem es Moav B'yechem. Because Hashem has placed your enemies, Moav, into your hands. Vayerdu Acharav. And they went down after him. Vayilkedu es Ma'abros Hayardin. And they captured Ma'abros Hayardin. I learned a new word. Ford. Yes. Ford. A ford means the crossing where the water is very low in the river.
That's Ford like the car?
That's the Ford like the car, exactly. F-O-R-D. Yeah, Ford like the car.
We were there by the avenue.
You, when were you there? Okay. So if you've been to the yard, then you see there are parts like that. There are very low, shallow parts that you could just walk through.
Before you leave.
There are parts that so Vayil Kedu, so they captured Es Ma'abros Hayarden Lemoav Velo Nosnu Ish La'avor, and they did not let a man pass.
Why does it say Lim Moav instead of me, Moav?
Lim Moav, that the Ma'abros were too Moav. They were too Moav.
What does that mean?
That Moav had control of them.
Oh.
Lim Moav, that Moav had control of them.
It shouldn't say from Moav? They can capture from Moav?
The Ma'abros were on the way to Moav.
But you could do as Ma'abros Hayardin. Lim Moav, that word to Moav, you're saying.
Why is it saying
May Moav would not know. May Moav would imply that.
From Moav.
Well, the meaning is in their land, but it's not in their land. Right? It's in Eretz Yisrael, but it's Lim Moav now. Moav had it.
It's in the direction. These passive, these fields are going to Moav.
That's how you're learning.
Where's
as Ma'abros Hayardin, I'm not sure of that. Here we're saying, I'm not sure if that's what you're learning. Here we are, okay? This is the plains of Moav, right over here. Here's the Yardin. This line is the Yardin going into the Dead Sea, right? So this is the Yardin. And they're right in this area right here. Yericho, Gilgal, right here. Me'evar Yardin is Moav.
That's where they have those camel rides now.
Do they?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a big concentration of Christians there.
Uh-huh.
The walls itself.
I thought that's in the north they have all the Christians. But,
and we were there.
Yardin, no, it's not up north.
We were there. They have
also ice. There, also down there they have them?
Yeah.
Really? Okay. Not
so
just
they,
in the north.
They have it? You weren't on that deal with
the us? Christians do their.
I went with
them. Yeah, but it was.
What do they have there?
They traveled there.
Oh, the going.
Yeah, okay, fine. So, questions. Questions on Pasuk Chof Ches. Question on Pasuk Chof Ches. So, we gotta get you a Navi.
I don't need a Navi. I'm...
He knows it by heart.
You can't ask questions.
I got eyes in the corner of my head.
Without a Navi.
The two sides over here.
Why Ridfu Acharai? Why not come after me?
Ridfu. Why the Russian Ridfu? Okay.
Instead of
what should it say?
Come after me. Come with me.
Why Ridfu? Okay.
They're going down.
And the Yomer, who's saying?
Ridfu means fair. Ridfu means to run. Yar, right? Vayerdu means to go down. Ridfu means to go
from the mountain. They went down.
Here,
the ball by its
Okay, so good answer. So he's saying we got to move fair. We mentioned that already in the last pasuk that now's the time. We spoke about that. A bunch of mufarshim saying now's the time. We just killed the king. Before they regroup, before they get a new king, we gotta get them now. Hit them when they're down, when they're confused. Okay. So good. So that's kasha teretz. What else? What are the kashas?
Who's oivrei chem es mayav?
Oh, excellent, Yisrael. Right. Good. Without a number.
Even
okay. So why the double es oivrei chem es mayav? What do we need both? Either say es oivechem or say es moav. What do we need to say both es oivechem and es moav? Excellent, okay?
Why oivechem?
Oivechem as opposed to?
Is it your enemies or is it our enemies?
No, he's talking to Bnei
Israel. Is he using this name?
Say that again? He's not including himself, you're saying? Oivechem. Oivechem. Why is he saying oivechem?
I'm not sure how you should say it, but...
Yeah, how would it say if it was...
Oivenu.
Our enemies.
Hinas Hashem es oivenu es mo'abiyah. Okay, I hear. We'll keep that as a kasha, okay. What else?
What is the chronological order over here? They went down from... They blew the shofar, they went down from the mountain, then he told them to start chasing? Don't you tell him before you go down the mountain?
Okay. So it sounds like good. So going back, Pasuk Chazayim, Yibbo Yiska B'Shofar B'Har Ephraim, V'Yerdu Imu B'nei Yisrael Min Ahar.
That's where they're going.
They went down from the mountain, V'Hu Lifneihem, V'Yomer Aleihem Ritfu Acharai, Ki Nosan Hashem Esai
Veichem. Maybe they weren't going fast enough. So
run fast, move faster. Okay, it could be. It's a good point. Okay, so what's going on here?
Maybe he doesn't consider himself as being one of the Oivechem because he already killed the king, and he's their enemy. In other words, he's already made himself in a position of being their enemy.
They're not his enemy?
No, because he's already killed the king. I mean, it's checkmate.
Okay.
Kehilat Jacob says there's some other people over there.
We'll get there. Hertzel,
who's giving
the
shiur
here?
Please.
Okay.
Yeah.
What?
I thought you want questions.
No, we want questions now. We'll get the answers there.
Okay, so why did Pasuk before?
Yeah.
It says, "Ve'irdu imo bnei Yisrael min ahar v'hu lifnehem." Now again, it says, "Ve'irdu acharav v'yirkedu et ma'akor."
Okay, good. So, what's the sequence? That's what you were asking for. What's the sequence? The last Pasuk said, "Let's go down from the har." Now he's saying again, "Ritfu acharai." So where is this "Ritfu acharai"?
Let's say we're not going fast enough. Maybe.
When we say "ki," what does "ki" mean? When we say "ki Hashem noten es avrechem," what does the "ki" mean? Because?
He, where are you?
Ki noten. Hashem.
Hassan.
Ki nosan Hashem. Yeah, because. Ki nosan Hashem.
That's the reason why they should chase them?
Yeah. Because he did for Akhara. Yeah. Ki nosan Hashem. So they can all be at them.
Yes.
Because they're in our hands now. We just killed their king, right? So.
Through a nace, by the way.
Put into our hands, and now we're able to overcome them, to destroy them. Okay, fine. So,
Run after.
What does it mean, below nasnu ish la'avor? They didn't let anyone pass the Yarden to help them, anyway.
Right.
To come from Moab into Eretz Yisrael.
They have control over the bridge. There was a bridge over there.
Also to escape.
Okay.
They have control over the
border. Possible control.
Nobody can come in to save them.
The war is being waged. You're learning the war is being waged in Eretz Yisrael. The war is being waged on this side of the Yarden.
Yeah.
And they're cutting off. Okay.
And no one can escape. Yeah, they're blocking the border. There's passport control.
So no one can get out and no one can get in. You're saying it's both.
Without permission.
You're saying it's both. Okay.
Where is Har Ephraim?
In this area right here. Here's Har Ephraim and here's... Down here is where we're talking about, probably. Mm-hmm. Nah, bro, it's probably right around there somewhere. Okay, fine. So... One other question. I'm surprised you didn't ask. It starts off the pasuk "Vayomer aleihem ridfu acharai," and a few people said maybe they weren't going fast enough, and he's being mezarez them to move quicker.
It also says before that he was in front of them.
He was in front of them, and then it says "Vayerdu acharai." It's ridfu acharai. Vayerdu acharav. Shouldn't it be Vayerdufu acharav? If he's telling them to be Raduf, yeah. So why aren't they Raduf?
No, but it says Vayerdufu
acharav. It says Vayerdu acharav.
It would say Vayerdufu acharav means they're chasing him.
No.
They're going behind.
Yeah, they're going behind him.
They're going behind him to chase. Yeah. That's not our question.
He's leading and they're following.
They're following him to chase.
And they're following him.
They're following him to chase.
Vayerdufu acharav. And they ran after him. He's running up front and they're running after him. He told them to run, so they should be running after him.
Sounds like the same thing.
It would say
they're going after him to chase.
It's close.
It sounds like they're chasing him.
We asked this question.
If you weigh you would have in the pasuk say it would sound. It would have a mashmos slightly as if they're chasing after him. That he's the object of the chase. When he says ridfu acharai. Then that context is eliminated because he's saying it. But if the question is why they went down? We were still on the slope. They already came down from Arafat.
Not all the way down, though.
Yeah, that was a question we said before.
The whole thing is this.
Where exactly were they? Okay.
Yeah.
Fine. So let's start to see some Mefarshim over here.
Sure.
Okay. Also, another question. Sorry. What Kinasan Hashem? Kinasan Hashem. What's the stress over here? Vayomer aleihem ridfu acharai. Kinasan Hashem has oivei them esmog. Why is Ehud saying this? Because Hashem has given us.
Because it was a miracle. He had a nace already by being able to kill the king.
Okay, telling them that we this is a miraculous thing going on.
Yeah.
This is miraculous. Okay.
Don't they always say that when Hashem has promised to give the nation over? They say that in the war. Hashem's given the people over.
Do we always? I don't think if we look back by every war, we'll say that. I guess we'll have to look. But King Hassan.
Definitely says that in other places too.
Okay. Could be.
Just because he was successful
How does he know that
they're going to win the war?
Practically, they don't have a king.
Okay.
Practically, they don't have a king.
So the Das Sofim says that this is a nevuah. Kinasan Hashem, exactly what you're saying, Yitzhak, that he understood that him killing Eglon is the finishing off of Moab. He understood that. This is, something like that. That he had a divine inspiration. He understood at this point that the nation is in their hands, and yet, the Dasam says, still, they had to go quickly, because this is the time, this is the opportunity, and you still go quickly, even though they know it's Nasan Hashem, even though Ehud knew that, still he moved quickly. Another pshat, I think the Mishnah Zav says, you see the anava, the tremendous anava, the modesty, and this is what the big yisod that we should remember from this whole battle, and we're finishing up the battle between Eglon and Ehud, what Eglon represented and what Ehud represented. Remember we said that shot. Eglon is this big, huge person representing the big Baal Gaiva, and Ehud, the cripple, the left, no use of his right hand, from Binyamin, from the smallest of the Shvatim, and he's coming with Anava. So that's the fight over here, that's the contrast. And here you see, Kinas and Hashem, it's not me. It's nothing to do with me. That's what he's saying. This is all Hashem, this is the Anava, and we almost always find this by our leaders, that there's tremendous Anava, and they don't give themselves credit, they don't take credit for themselves. Credit is diverted to others.
They recognize that they're only a tool.
They're only a tool. Correct. 100%.
In the context of this whole tekufa of Moab having shlita over them, so you couldn't deduce that just because they had one success, assassinating the king, that there's a change of
mind. You're saying on your own you couldn't deduce that.
He couldn't deduce that.
Without him having some divine inspiration, you wouldn't have been able to. So you don't like the Das over here? Yeah, that's how the Das often looks. Okay. Yeah.
Now what?
Yitzchak is saying it wouldn't make sense for Ahab to say this on his own. That just because he killed Eglon, that I know for sure that
Mazel's changed.
Right? But
wasn't Mazel though.
He had a divine inspiration. Okay, the Mitzudas David Kinasan Hashem b'Mashe Hispik b'Yadu La'am is Es Hamelech. In the fact, like Eliezer said, the fact that we just had this nace that I was able to kill the king. So, I mean, he doesn't say Ruach HaKodesh, could be he's arguing on Yitzchak, that the fact that he killed the king, to him that was enough to understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you could save, because he saw so much Siyat Tishmaya over there, he was able to escape, that everything worked out, he was able to lock the door, it was tremendous Siyat Tishmaya, he was able to see that it must be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was with us now, and the Mazel has changed, that wasn't enough.
He also knew that it was the 18 years was over.
Okay.
Of Eglon.
Okay. Without Nevuah, I'm saying, where did he know 18?
Well, he could do a calculation.
He didn't have the Navi to read.
That's so hard.
That would have to also be some divine inspiration. Yeah.
I think the escape was big, almost as big, at least as big.
It was a big next, right? And a lot of people learned. There were Nisim going on.
The question, if he knew that, did he know it before he went, before he devised his plan to assassinate Eglon? Because the whole plan is like, if it's such a mess, that it's a raya, so...
We had different ways to learn. We had a medrash that said that he had Nevuah, right, mm-hmm. and he knew, and others don't learn that way, so we can go both ways on that. Let's see, on the question of Es Oyveihem, Es Moav. So what does the Herzl, what does the Pius Yaakov say? Yeah. To answer that. Don't remember anymore? Okay. So, the Kehilas Yaakov, thank you. The Kehilas Yaakov says, and he asked the question, what's this? The Efshu Dihi Lihios Shelo HaMo'avim Bilvad Nesfu. It wasn't just the Mo'avim that they were fighting against. Elagam Ammonim V'Amalekim. The Ammonim and the Amalekim teamed up together with them. Ach Moav v'yei ikra demilf. V'alzeh kamar es oyveichem dekoyal kol ashar shem Ammonim v'Amalekim uparat es Moav liyotsu rosh l'shualim. But he was that. V'amru kinas n'ashem b'yarechem klom mikimen shekvar meis ha-melech shalohem. V'aday areu ki'ilu kvar nasam v'lo hichzik tov v'la'atzmo. He didn't take the credit for himself. And la olam zechusa de rabbim adif. He says the zechus de rabbim. I'm not sure where he sees the zechus of the rabbim, but that's what he said. The zechus of the rabbim. Okay. Divrei Tova says two other answers. Okay. He brings from Devarim. In Devarim Perachav Pasuk Gimel, it says that when the Kohen goes out to speak. You have a Kohen Mashiach Melchama, and he goes out to speak to the soldiers before the war. And what does he say to them? Vamar Aleim Shema Yisrael, Atem Kireimim Hayom Nemilchama Al Oyveichem. You're going out now to a war on your enemies. So why the stress Al Oyveichem? Why does the Pasuk say Al Oyveichem? Because the Rashi Al Oyveichem Ein Eilu Acheichem. These aren't your brothers. If you fall into these people's hands, these are your enemies, these aren't your brothers, and if they catch you, they're not going to have any rachmanis on you. This is not like when the brothers fought each other, when you had the war between Yehuda and the rest. Right there, when it was a war Jew against Jew, so they had mercy and they wouldn't kill and torture each other.
That wasn't
always true.
But when
you're going against your enemy, it's different. El aloyveichem atem open mafikach ischaschu b'milchama. You have to strengthen yourself. Nira sheyot v'yisol rachmanim hey al king yesh mitzvah lekoin lahad gish lohem b'shatz hamilchama sheyitaru shelo lerachim al ha'ayvim. They need this zeroes. Rachmanim b'nei Rachmanim. This is not in the nature of Klal Yisrael to kill and v'chul. So therefore,
true,
one second, let me just finish. Therefore, they need the stress of Al Oyveichem. Al Tzorek L'Schazik B'Milchama LaHashmid B'Oyveichem. כן כאן, אם כשלם אהוד בייס הכניסה למלחמה, דאו לכם שצריך להסחזק במלחמה שאינו הם אויביכם. You gotta know, these are your enemies, and you have to treat them as such, because that's how they would treat you. And in the war, if they had the upper hand, that's what they would do, and that's what you should do. Yes,
there is also Shvichas Dam in the time of the Beit HaMikdash. I mean, what do you mean we didn't kill each other? We certainly did.
Well, first of all, how many? What are we talking about? That was one of the Yisodas that Sofi keeps drilling into us for the entire show. Even though Klai Yisrael is sinning, you got to know there's not all of Klai Yisrael. These are segments, sections of Klai Yisrael, and we don't judge the many by the few. Overall, Klai Yisrael Rachmanim Bnei Rachmanim. That is our nature. Are there some people who lower themselves to that point? Yes. But
throughout Shoftim, there were many wars. You don't see every single time that we're being told, go against your nature and kill your enemies.
Okay, we'll have to get there. We'll have to see.
But why specifically?
Why are we here stressing? You're saying, why over here?
So every war is the same thing everywhere.
Why over here specifically is Ayo stressing?
Maybe he knew just how bloodthirsty they were.
How bloodthirsty
Moab was. Yeah, no. How bloodthirsty Amalek was. Amalek is who came after us in the Midbar.
Okay, that's one pshat, he says. A second pshat, he says, Lord Avshalom, Shalafi Shamra Kodesh Baruch Hu, Al Totsar Es Moab, Al Tiskar Bob Mechacham. Right? It says in the Torah that you should not fight against Moab. In Cain, Lechora, Yasul Arab Moab. That now it's mutter, because they became our enemies and they subjugated us and they conquered our land, so things have changed. We have no choice now but to kill them. Therefore, now it's a mitzvah to kill them. He said that earlier. Okay,
That's Midin
Roydev? I'm sorry?
Midin Roydev?
Could be. And you're saying maybe that's Lashon Radfu. Nice.
I guess that's why Ehud felt that he should kill the king anyway.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Fine.
Didn't you say once before? I don't remember when. Some time back, that when the deal only goes two ways. If they suddenly don't keep their deal or that, but there's your fingers with the then suddenly we don't no longer have to keep our end of the deal. We're not supposed to just sit there and be whipping boys.
Was that being political when they had that story with that soldier who shot that terrorist? Was already neutralized, lying down the floor. Mm-hmm. So in that kind of situation, it would be okay to kill him?
Yeah.
Because he's out to get you, even though he's neutralized, and he can't do anything at the moment.
Cool. Could he not do anything? Right. That's a big question.
No, but let's just say.
That's a big question over there.
But let's just say, in the case, that the guy's really lying down, and he can't get up.
When are they really neutralized? And
he's still your enemy.
I follow the story only because I used to live in Cincinnati. Story recently that a boy fell into the cage with the gorillas.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
Right.
And they shot the gorilla and they killed him. And all the animal lovers.
How could you?
Were very upset and they came out protesting. And they said one of the things they said, well, why don't you just neutralize? You should have neutralized. You didn't have to kill him. You could have neutralized him. And the answer was neutralizing might not be enough. Mm. You can't take that chance. Maybe in 99% of the time neutralizing is enough, but on that one possibility that the neutralizing won't work or won't work quick enough, and he'll just give the boy one slam, and you can't take that chance. So I think we should say the same thing over there. Okay, he addresses what was bothering everyone else as well as what's the chronology in the Psukim, it already said they went down. So what's happening here? So he says, "Asher kasev pasuk hakodem, sheim yardu min ha'har, kan hosif sheyardu le'emek hayarden." Okay, so first they had to come down the mountain. That's pasuk chav zayin. Then they had to go down further
to the Eimek. After they came down the mountain, right,
so he asked that kasha. Why does it say vayerdu acharav and not vayerdufu acharav? Madua shina lomer vayerdu. Ulai namar shein pachdu velo radfu kamosa. Could be they were still scared and they weren't running as quickly as Eivud, Elirach Yardu Acharav Lazarus. They just went down behind him to help him out, but they weren't charging full speed ahead as Eivud commanded them to have Lorodfu B'choska Kimo. Speculation, but that's a possibility.
So what was the aim here? I don't get it. How about all of the Oivechem that were in the land? Forget about the ones that were in Moab that they were going to go conquer. But okay, good.
So what's going on? So we still have to get that. So that will get into what all the questions say here, what I asked you. When it says at the end of the Pasuk, as Mabra Sayyard in the Moab, Lo Nasnu Ish La'avor. Okay? So what's going on here? So Rashi says, Shelo Yafu Moav Lonus V'Loshuv El Arzo. They didn't want any of them to be able to escape. They didn't want any of them to be able to escape. That's Rashi. Radak says, Kivin Sheshotu Moav B'Yisov Lotu Me'Arzo Shemevi Ar Yardain K'mochikosuv L'malo V'Yirshu Eskira Tumorim. So you already have the Moabim living and capturing territory in Eretz Yisrael. Va'achshav hiku ohad Ehud. The Yisrael kol Moab shematsu me'eiver hayardein be'ir ha'tamarim. So they're going first and they're killing everyone that they find in the Ir ha'tamarim u'bishar mekomos in other areas in Eretz Yisrael. V'lochdu me'avrot hayardein shlo yavu Moab me'artzom lo shi'as acheyem shayu be'Eretz Yisrael. And they're closing off the border, they're capturing there, so none can come from the land of Moab to help them. Ki eretz Moab hi me'eiver hayardein mizuch ha'samuch hayardein. Oh, he says, "Lochdu me'avrot hayardein la'osam b'nei Moab shayu be'Eretz Yisrael shlo yuchol lonos la'artzom." As you said also, or also so that they shouldn't be able to escape and get back to them. So it's accomplishing both things. But who is being killed? Is anyone in Moab being killed? Is anyone in Moab proper being killed? Or is it only in Eretz Yisrael, the Moab itself? So that's how the Radak seems to be learning. Yeah,
it must be that. I mean, first of all, the ones that were here, they didn't know anything about the king being killed. There was no cell phones or whatever. They didn't know. How did they know? How would they know?
Text message.
Yeah.
No. Okay.
So you're right. It's the populace is rising up against the oppressor, mm-hmm. and killing them, mm-hmm. and they don't want any help from the other side.
Correct. Okay. So let's move on.
So the question is.
Yeah.
When they're running towards the Yarden, is the speed necessary? In other words, did they begin the campaign in Eretz Yisrael after they sealed off the Yarden? Because that would make sense, and this way the other side would never know what's going on. Or were they killing people along the way? Like
I understood it along the way. That's how I understood it.
Where do you see that from?
I understood it because they're on their way down. But you could do it.
It doesn't say in the pasuk.
That's how I understood it. I hear what you're saying. Could it be they ran first, the numbers when they first closed off the border, and only then did they start killing them? It could be. You're right. I don't have a
right. That would be the right.
I don't have a right. I understood it that way. That there was different fronts. There was different fronts, and soldiers were going down to the.
So following him
to the yard.
That's one. Front.
Yeah, but does that mean they're following him the entire way, every single step of the way? They're following.
Maybe
him?
The hadgesh of the pasuk is what it says at the end, that they rushed to seal off the border. So that, because that would make sense.
Well, it doesn't exactly say that.
Strategically, it makes a lot of sense.
I hear what you're saying. Kinas l'shem zaveichem esmo b'yetem v'yerdu acharav v'yilkedu es
So the order of the psukim, you're right. And then it says in pasuk of Tes, "Vayaku es moav ba'esahi kaseres alafim ish kol shomein v'kol ish chayim." Every shomein and every ish chayim. V'lo nimlat ish and no man escaped. No man escaped. So no man escaped. Sounds like, for sure, the second shot of the Radak, that they didn't want anyone to leave, be able to leave. No one was able to leave. Order of the Pesukim sounds like you're right, Yitzchak. I didn't understand it that way, but I hear what you're saying, and you have it right from the Pesukim, that first they closed off the border, then they started killing, and no one was able to escape.
That accounts for the haste. That's the, you're the fool.
Why are they going quickly?
The haste, that's
well,
that's
like, obviously said, the haste was also that we didn't want, you know...
They didn't have time to notify the Rabbim in Eretz Yisrael.
Right.
Because he ran right away to Arab, right?
And
that they wouldn't have time to notify that there's what's going on in Eretz Yisrael. That's the...
okay, good.
My
good.
Question is, how did they seal the border? I mean, what are their... They have bows and arrows? What were their weapons? How did they do it?
With their weapons. They stood there. The soldiers stood there with weapons armed.
On the bridge.
And they didn't let anyone pass.
By the way, that's what Herzl used to do.
Right?
He stood on there by the Yarden. He wouldn't let anybody go. On the bridge.
Also, it makes a lot of sense to kill all the people living there because they knew the lay of the land. And if the Moabites who had never been to Eretz Yisrael came, then they don't know where they're going. If they suddenly have the people that have been there running the place,
right?
Would have been able to
question
them
is: the question is, we got to get to. I don't know if we'll get to it today. Did they kill anyone in Moab? Did they conquer Moab itself? Or do they only take their land back? And so, let's, okay, we just read Pasuk Chav Tes. Questions on Pasuk Chav Tes? What are the questions? That's a big question. What's Kol Shomein?
Yes.
Kol Shomein. What does that mean?
Was like Eglon.
What is that? Everyone was like Eglon. Everyone was like Eglon? Okay.
The national pastime.
Let's,
maybe they took as slaves people who were not threatening physically.
We're not threatening.
Yeah,
that's how you.
Like women.
Shamein is
like women.
But it says Ishchayil also. What's
we call Ishchayil? Yeah. In other words, Ishchayil and Chayil are people who potentially threatening.
Oh, the potential. I thought you said the non-threatening one.
The people who were people who were not potentially threatening. They didn't kill and they didn't kill the women.
It means
strong person.
We'll get there.
He's talking about this.
Okay, fine. What's ke'aseres alafimish? What's the ke'aseres?
About. Plus minus.
Just about.
Plus minus.
Not exactly.
They won't count.
Okay. There it doesn't say Kiaseres, though, right? There it's Aseres. Here it's Kiaseres. Okay, what's Kiaseres? So the Kilis Yaakov has a little chat on this. He says, also one of the kashas, Ba'esahi. Ba'yakov's more Ba'esahi. What exactly is Ba'esahi? Kiaseres alav mish, and what's called Shomin and called Ish Chayel. Okay, so these are the questions. So the Kilis Yaakov says, Ki bepeta pito boalim. Suddenly they came upon them. Vehiku aseres alafim ki ilu hayu kulam ishefa. They killed 10,000 men so fast, so quickly, it was as if it was one man. The kaf de ke aseres ki luksiv aseres alafim kish. It's as if it's saying aseres alafim kish. They killed 10,000 kish as if it was like one man. Okay, a little drush, he says. What is
how many
the chat in Kol Shomein? Yeah.
How many people are with Eglon, are with Ehud? How many people?
We don't know. Something don't tell us.
Okay, it's probably less than what they're killing.
I don't know.
Could be. I don't know. Okay. Let's see Rashi first. Yeah.
One quick suggestion.
Yes.
That when Hashem counts Bnei Israel, he goes out of his way to say that every single person is precious, counts them like a special pearl.
Chef,
I hear it's
chef.
Like yes, okay, about 10,000.
But it says away with the end, lonim lat ish. It's got rid of everybody.
Correct. No, but he's saying we don't need the exact. When it comes to Klai Israel,
When we're in Sefer Bamidbar, Hashem counts every single one. He wants to know every single Jew. When it comes to the Moabim, Kesar, Salaf, and Mishnah, around 10,000. You don't need to know. Very nice chat time. I like that. Rashi says, Kol Shamein, Kol Gibor Aimson. Every scary person. The Radak says a few Shatim. He brings the Targum Yonasan, which is where Rashi gets it from, called Aimson. The Targum Ha'enim, Aim Sani, Klomar Giborim, the strong ones, Shetipol Aima Belev Ro'ehem, that they scare the people who see them. They're the big, strong, scary soldiers that you look at them and you get scared.
It says fearlessly robust men, every accomplished warrior.
Every accomplished warrior is Ishkai, okay. Let's see where they get all that from. So first of all, we just have they were scary. The Omar Shomein Berim v'Chazokim. They were healthy and strong. V'chein v'yahargum b'mishmonehem v'yesh l'faresh Shomein Ashirin u'gedolim. They were wealthy. U'bidrash. Okay, fine. He brings the drash. Fine. So three pshatim. He says they were scary. They were robust. I guess it's the second shot, robust. And the third shot is they were wealthy. They were wealthy, right? So what's the significance of that? That they're wealthy.
They stole Israel's money.
You don't know about soldiers are wealthy?
Yeah.
They could buy themselves out of trouble.
Buy themselves out of trouble. Okay, so the Gilas Yaakov talks about this. He says, Af ki lefiyo emes adam shamein eno yotzi l'milchama. Usually, big, large people aren't the ones who are going out, right? That's why you got basic training. You got to run 5 million miles before you're able to be a soldier, right? So you don't send the big guys. The COVID gufo ain't no nosing lo often the Shia Zoriz bin Muhammad. They're not, they don't have the alacrity that you would need and the
stamina
to fight a war. Ach. It's talking about the wealthy ones. You need rich people when it comes to war to support the war. You need the wealthy people that are going to be able to keep buying the provisions, keep buying the food, keep buying the arms. You need to have the wealthy people there. So that's what the wealthy people are doing. So Yisrael went and killed those people, the ones who are going to be able to fund the war. People get fat when they have rochev leiv. Right, poor people, where are they going to be able to get fat from? They constantly have to worry about where they're getting food from. They don't have time to get fat. Even middle class, they still have to work, they go out to work. They're always thinking about work. Ashirin, hamisparnosim shelo b'tzar yucholios shemenim. But very wealthy people don't have to worry about where they're getting their money from, so they have time to get big and
my thought is
large.
My thought is this: Eglon was big and large, and these people are big and large. How did they get that way? Mm-hmm. They were taking the taxes from the Jews,
and
they're getting back at these people that were taking their money.
Could be, I hear that. That's a nice chat. Yes, yeah, so one of the first points it out, that you see this was a Milo in Moab. To be Shomain was obviously a Milo. Their king was this big, huge guy, and here you have these Ish Shomain, these big guys. Again, the gaiva, the indulgence, like Eliezer's saying, right? They're living off of us. Ishami Ishkai. Okay.
It says that Eglon put these warriors there to keep the Jews in line.
Intimidate.
The fear in them.
Oh, right. So why are these people there? So, exactly. Good.
So,
thank you.
And so
not only that, he put the fear in them, and that they were so fearsome and so warrior-like, mm-hmm. how did they be defeated? So that's
why Ehud
said that, you know, the Shem.
Beautiful. Yeah, the Rabag is the one that's going to make it remind me to read the Rabag. Ratzalom Rekoloshi Vecholgiva Chayel, Ki Ehud Tavat Shom, Lefia Nira Yosef Chazak, and Leo Smuch in Eretz Yisrael. He put all the strong ones in Eretz Yisrael, Kideshi Yishmeru Ha'aret Shekavshim. So the strongest men, the strongest army were stationed there in Eretz Yisrael because they needed to make sure that they stayed in control, and those are the ones who were there, and those are the ones who they were conquering.
Question.
Yeah.
Lo milad nimlad ish.
Yeah.
Is that telling us that they killed everybody, or that the other people who are not Shomen or Anshei Chayil, that they didn't escape, but they did something else with them. They took them as Shevi or something.
Yeah, so good diak. So one of them, I don't remember now who learns that, but one of the first one learns exactly what you're saying, that all the, right, it only says they killed the Shomen and the Ish Chayil. I think the Kilz Yaakov says that they killed the Shomen and the Ish Chayil. Once you kill the Shomen and the Ish Chayil, so the rest are going to be Machnir to you, which is the next pasuk, right? And the next pasuk says, we'll have to pick that up on Wednesday. So obviously not everyone was killed. There were still those that were left, and those were Machnia. Once you wipe out the strong ones, they killed Eglon, they killed the Shomein people. Oh, by the way, sorry, there's one more pshat, just before we end. One more pshat. The Rabbeinu Yeshaya. The Devei Tov brings from the Rabbeinu Yeshaya. Kol is Shomein Pirish Gibor Bal Shemua. The people have a good name. L'reach shmonecha tovin. Shem tov nikra al shem shemen tov. Right? Shem tov, shemen tov. That they had good names on their heads. These were the giborim. It means they had the name that these were the mighty soldiers. So those mighty soldiers that they had a name to be the mighty soldiers, everyone knew these are the mighty ones, right? We got those guys, and we got the Ishkayel. The other soldiers didn't necessarily have such a foursome. Name, they weren't as famous in their might, they killed them also. And again, once you killed all of those, so now you're going to be able to be Machnia the rest of the nation.
No one escaped.
It says low name like
this. No shear tomorrow, right?
No shear tomorrow, no shear. Picking up Wednesday, believe that.